especially according to the Ashkenazi tradition, the Svardim really wait till after Rosh Chodesh to respect the integrity of Rosh Chodesh. But the Ashkenazi tradition really includes, like the Mishnah says, Misha Nichnas Av, Mematin Besimcha, that we reduce our joy. So we have already a sense of that in these moments. So yesterday I was mentioning tentatively that it seemed like Rabbi Akiva's position, where he said that the itur bikurim, those fruits that you use to make the bikurim even more beautiful, have to come from Shivas Haminim. It seemed like to me that the Rambam's position was they actually need not come from the land of Israel, which seemed relatively controversial, because normally you think about the Shivas Haminim, it's like automatic that you're talking about the land of Israel, because it's the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael, it's the great praise of Israel that has the seven special fruits. But again, all Rabbi Kiva said is Ein Ma'atrinas HaBikurim Ela Mishivas Haminim. In the Rambam's presentation, he groups that together with something that we'll encounter tonight called Tosefes Bikurim, which you add on to the Bikurim. So he seems to group Iter Bikurim and Tosefes Bikurim together, along with the suggestion that they could actually come from outside of the land of Israel, which strikes me as absolutely fascinating. So anyway, Rabbi Shimon Omer, remember in yesterday's Mishnah we had Rabbi Shimon Benana, so there's a whole discussion here about maybe both Mishnayos should be the same Rabbi Shimon. Well, we just read it the way that the actual text is. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Midos B'Bikurim. There are three different levels of Bikurim. What we've been discussing these last number of months, the Bikurim themselves, the seven species where you take the first fruits. So Tosefes HaBikurim. Tosefes Bikurim means, as we'll see, you know, let's say you're identifying the first pomegranates, but you want to add on. You have that right to add on, because what does the Mishnah says? Elu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shiur HaPeyav HaBikurim. Bikurim, there's no shiur, so you could always add on to it. And the question is that Tosefes Bikurim, does it really take on the full status of Bikurim? V'itur HaBikurim, as we discussed yesterday, this third level, which is really exists to be Mahader, to make more beautiful this mitzvah, which is already all about the beauty of the fruits of the land of Israel. So Tosefes HaBikurim min b'mino, V'itur HaBikurim min b'sheino mino. So there's a difference. Tosefes Bikurim is always adding on from that species. So again, like I mentioned, if you're taking the first pomegranates and then you want to add on more, that would be Tosefes Bikurim. If you wanted to go min b'she'eno mino, that would be itur bikurim. So that would be, let's say you're separating out the first pomegranates, and then you wanted to add in some olives or some grapes. Again, according to Rabbi Kiva, it all this has to be from within the Shiva Minim. From Rabbi Shimon Ben Anas's point of view yesterday, you could throw in apples or oranges or whatever else you wanted to throw in. It need not actually be from the Shiva Saminim. But again, if we assume like the normative position, Itur Bikurim min b'she'eno mino means that if you're taking one of the seven species, you would add on from one of the other species. If you're taking olives, it would be grapes, pomegranates, figs, dates, etc. So Tosefes HaBikurim Nechelas Petara. So just like Bikurim, because they have the status of Truma and even Kadshim, so the Kohen has to eat them when he's in a state of ritual purity. The same applies to Tosefes Bikurim. So it becomes like integrated into the Bikurim in that way. Uptura min hadmai, and it's not obligated in separation of Maaser if there's any uncertainty about whether the person had separated out the tithe. So again, the rule is that Bikurim themselves are completely exempt from tithing because they're compared to Truma. Truma is exempt from tithing, and Bikurim is compared to Truma in that way. So when the Mishnah says, Uptura min hadmai, the truth of the matter is it's not just min hadmai, but it's Ptura from Maser altogether, because Tosefes Bikurim is akin to Bikurim in that way. However, Itur Bikurim, Chayev Bitmai. So Itur Bikurim is obligated in Tmai, meaning if somebody brought these fruits, who isn't known to be particularly scrupulous or knowledgeable, even though they may have done the right thing and separated out the tithes for the Levim, nonetheless, you'd be obligated to separate out on the rabbinic level, Dmai, you'd be obligated to separate out tithes again for Itur Bikurim, because Itur Bikurim don't take on the full status of Bikurim. So again, just to review the critical point here, the fascinating thing is the existence of these institutions altogether. You know, we all started learning this Masechta, and you think that, okay, Bikurim means the first fruits. But you really think, you come to see and appreciate, hopefully, that it means so much more than that. The Bikurim, I keep on calling them the gift that keeps on giving, because you bring along with it the basket. We talked about that earlier this week. The basket goes to the Kohen, and of course, there's the Korban Shlamim that it triggers, and the fact that you have to bring it with birds, which will become Korbanos themselves. And the Rambam says, you'll even hold other birds in your hands. And now we talk about Tosefes Bikurim and the Itur Bikurim. So the list is almost endless in terms of how many other gifts this gift keeps on triggering. And I think there's a lesson there as well, that when a person gives and really internalizes the message of generosity and gratitude that Bikurim is meant to inculcate in us, that the first fruits, which really the farmer is so proud of and would want to hold on to for himself, and he recognizes that he has to give those to God, he equally recognizes that he has a boundless, really, an endless debt of gratitude, and therefore, you know, gratitude is something that really begets more gratitude. The more aware a person is of all the goodness around him that he has to be thankful for, the more gratitude then he begins to express. And I think that pattern is completely observable when it comes to Bikurim.